Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the second episode in this new podcast called A New Thing. The new thing refers to Isaiah chapter 43 and how God is doing something new there, but in a sense, isn't he always doing something a bit new? And as we come out of COVID, I'm doing my best to think about, or to rethink, how should we be thinking about our gatherings? And so these podcasts are aimed at helping us to consider whether there are some things we might wish to change to honour God and the lessons he's taught us over the last year or more now. In this episode, I'd like to share with you a resource that I found particularly helpful in rethinking things, and it's a book. It's a book called Rethinking Church. Rethinking Church. It's by Ron Highfield. The subtitle of the book is A Guide for the Perplexed and Disillusioned. It's an interesting book written very recently. The copyright here is 2021, so this year. And the contents of the book, after talking about sort of basic principles, talking about the essentialities of the mission, the lure and threat of political power, must churches be complicated, time-consuming, and expensive, is a chapter heading. A chapter on the Sunday gathering, focused on worship, instruction, and fellowship. A chapter called No Easy Path to Reform. And chapter 7, the point of it all. Why are we doing this? It's not a long book. I forget exactly how many pages, but perhaps 80 to 100 pages. You could read it, probably, if you were focused, in an hour or so. I took a bit longer, because there's a fair bit to take in. But I like the way that he is attempting to rethink why we gather. There are some other books I've also been reading recently that I found particularly useful. One is called Come to the Table, Revisioning the Lord's Supper. That's up by John Mark Hicks. Come to the Table, Revisioning the Lord's Supper. And another book by John Mark Hicks, Bobby Valentine, and somebody else is called Embracing Creation, God's Forgotten Mission. And this is about eco-theology, but it's also about our mission, and that's helpful as we rethink why we gather. These resources are helping me to think about why we're doing what we're doing. It's not that I agree with everything in the books, and indeed, I suppose it's probably healthy not to agree with everything. However, reading the perspectives of people from a different background to my own and benefiting from the fruits of their time, effort, energy, and research is helping me to have a more, I hope, a more open mind about, well, what shall we do when we gather on Sundays in the flesh again? Looks like our first church service all together in Watford, just the Watford congregation, will be the first Sunday in August. What will we do? And how can I help the congregation to embrace changes we might make? I don't think it's helpful to go into this new phase of our church life assuming there will be things to change, but I also don't think it would be helpful to assume there isn't anything to change. Keeping an open mind, rethinking church, rebooting our thinking about church. If you've read any of these books, I'd like to know what you think, or if you've been reading something, a book, some articles, something online that you found helpful, please do let me know. Well, that'll do for today. Episode 2, A New Thing, Rethinking Church. Let's keep thinking, let's keep sharing. You can drop me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or you can visit my website and leave me a message there. Until the next time, take care and God bless.